Log Talk Radio.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, whatever time it is.
9, 8, 7, 6, 5. All three engines up and burning. 2, 1, 0, and lift off.
Coach on Fire Radio.
I am the
Hello, hello, dear listener. Welcome once again to another episode of the Confidence Alchemist Radio Show with me, Keith Blake Monovo, your host. I am the Confidence Alchemist, helping you transform your deepest fears and phobias into your greatest strengths. And welcome to episode four already. I can hardly believe it. If you've been with us right from the start, thank you so much. If you're joining me for the first time, then you are very welcome, and you've joined us on a particularly fine show today, because today I am joined by Mr. Simone Vincenzi, the Purpose Strategist. I will introduce him in just a couple of moments. He's going to be talking with us. We're going to be having a chat all about selling. There's all manner of things we're going to be talking about. It's not just selling products or selling services to people. There's a lot more to selling than you'd think. Selling is something that all of us are doing pretty much every day of our lives when you actually think about it. I'm hoping that some of you are going to want to take part. If you do, then if you are based in the US, you can call us on our line 646-716-7979. That's 646-716-7979. If you're not based in the US, please don't call that number. You will get through, but it'll be an international call for you. It will cost a fortune. Instead, the way to get through would be to go to Facebook. On Facebook, the Confidence Alchemist Facebook page. While you're there, like the page, and if you pop your message, send us a message in there, I will be able to get those messages and I will read your contribution out live on air. And one final point, I do apologize, my voice is going to sound absolutely awful today. I am stricken down by hay fever today, so I do apologize for that. I will do my best to get through the show without coughing and sneezing and spluttering. But that's why my voice is not quite sounding its usual dulcet tones. Anyway, with all of that out of the way, it's time to introduce my guest today. This is a friend of mine. I've known Simone for several years now. He and his business partner, Ben Shorter, they have created a fantastic organization in the UK called GTEX, which we'll be talking a little bit about in a few moments. Simone really knows his stuff when it comes to strategy, and he really excels when it comes to selling and to sales. So that's why Simone has been on a guest on Elliot Kay's show on the station, but I really wanted to get Simone on because some of the stuff he talks about with regards to selling really ties in neatly with confidence and transforming your deepest fears into your greatest strength. So many people have a lot of hang-ups around selling. They've got a lot of fear about selling. There's lots of misconceptions about selling. So I wanted to get Simone on so he can help us blast through some of those. So Simone, my friend, are you with us?
I am ready and ready to set on fire.
Awesome.
Thank you for having me on the show, Keith. It's great being here with you, and thank you for the lovely introduction.
My pleasure, mate. And thank you so much for joining us on this particular episode. The reason I'm saying that is Simone and his lovely fiancée, Lavelda, are getting married. It's this coming weekend, isn't it?
Yes, it's next weekend. We are flying this weekend, but next weekend we are actually getting married.
Tell us where you're getting married.
In the south of Italy, in the exotic south of Italy, in particular in Puglia, which is, if you imagine Italy being the shape of a boat, then you're looking at the bottom of the hill of the boat, and that's where Puglia is. So that's where we're going to get married.
Beautiful. I know you're going to have an absolutely fantastic time there. And as you say, you're flying out this weekend. So this is pretty much the one of the very last things that you're doing before you take a well-earned break for your wedding. So I really appreciate you taking the time for this, Simone.
Well, thank you for inviting me. It's always a pleasure.
Cool. So let's get down to business. We've only got 54 minutes. I know that you can talk about this for a long time because you have got a lot of insights into this. I know one of the things that we're probably going to be touching on is you often talk about how to sell without being douchey or without being a douchebag, which is going to be a really interesting section. Before we get into all of that, what is selling? What do we mean by selling? And why is selling not just something that salespeople do when they're attempting to get you to buy their product or program?
Well, Keith, selling is everything. If you're looking at every single moment you're having an interaction with someone, then you're selling. Let me give you an example. You're looking to, you meet a woman or a man that you really, really like. What are you doing? You are selling yourself. And everything is selling. If you want to get yourself out there, you want to get a pay rise, you want to get a job, in particular in business, you want to get a client, you want to have a relationship and meet someone that you really like and get this person to have dinner with you. Everything is selling. And that's why it's crucial, because we'll find that, I'm sure that you know, that there are a lot of people out there that they are incredibly talented. They have all the qualifications that are existing on this planet, but then they're not able to sell themselves. And because they're not able to sell themselves, then no one really knows about how good they are, because they don't even get to know how good they are. Is it making sense?
Absolutely. Absolutely makes sense. So I guess the person who gets passed over for a promotion time after time, even though they know they are so much better qualified for the new role, is so much better than the people who are getting promotion. Again, I guess it's because they're not selling themselves. Is that right?
Exactly. Because before someone seeing you in action, they must believe you and as a person. This is the first interaction that I have. And if you're able to sell yourself, and in particular as a coach or a speaker, as a consultant, sell your product and services and your credibility, that you are the right person to work with, that you are the person that is really able to help them having that breakthrough, whether it's on their business, whether it's in their life, whether it's in their health, whether it's in their relationship, doesn't, depending from what niche you are in, that they first will never feel of who you are. And from the moment you start talking to them, if you're not able to sell yourself in an effective way, they are going to say, well, let me talk to someone else. And we don't want that to happen, right, Keith?
Absolutely not. And yet even getting somebody to appear on your radio show is still selling. Simone and I have known each other for several years now. We're good friends. I think we can say we're good friends, can't we, Simone?
We are very good friends, and really nurture our friendship. I mean, I'm gutted that you're not going to be able to come to the wedding.
Yes, I'm really sorry about that.
I know you're going to be there in spirit.
I certainly am. But even Simone and I, we're good friends. Whenever we're in the same location, we always meet up. But even so, I still had to sell Simone on the benefits of coming on this show. As you say, everything we do is sales.
And we were persistence as well, which is another quality of a great salesperson.
I remember years ago when somebody was talking to us about sales in a training class I was in. And we were still couldn't get this, but everybody is selling. And they said, just okay, suppose there's a group of you decide you're going out to the cinema, you want to see one film, somebody else wants to see another film, but there's a third person gets the vote. You're selling the film that you want to see. If you want to the three of you to go and see your film, you still have to sell it. Selling is literally everywhere. As you said, selling is everything.
And it's natural, and it's really interesting how some people are great at selling other people's product or other people's services, but they're not great at selling themselves. And this is a really always fascinated me, because I remember, and I don't say this to be arrogant or cocky, for me, selling myself has never been an issue, because it has been always natural. I don't know why. I've seen so many people that are going out there and they really express themselves in a way that It doesn't make them sound credible. It doesn't make them sound believable. And I remember that I got this from a very young age, because I remember at 14 years old, I started working, and I started working as a waiter. That was my first job. And I remember the most important thing, this is the first thing that my mentor told me while we were in the restaurant, the first restaurant, was if you are able to sell yourself, if you're able to sell other, like more than other waiters that are working here, you will be the best one and you will get more tips and the owner will give you a pay rise. This was the first thing. So in my mind, I wanted a pay rise. I didn't care about anything else. I was 14. I just wanted, instead of being paid £5 an hour, I wanted to get paid £6 an hour. That's what, right? And I remember that I became so able to sell myself at such a young age that at the age of 19, they gave me an entire Michelin star restaurant to manage it and became the youngest Michelin star restaurant manager in Europe. And
wow.
That was crazy, right? But 19-year-old managing my Michelin star restaurant, earning 3,000 to 4,000 pounds every single month at that age, I was living the dream, right?
Yeah.
And that was very powerful. And how I got there was being able to sell myself. And that skill allowed me to start my business. But there was a problem. And that was my struggle, that when I was selling, you know, I was in a restaurant, I was selling a pizza, or I was selling a piece of meat or some vegetables, I was selling something that was different from me. But the issue started when I started selling my coaching.
Yeah.
Because suddenly it was related to my ability to get results for people. It wasn't a product that someone else was cooking, but mm-hmm. It was me at stake. It was my reputation. It was my credibility. It was my time. And I remember that I was so good at selling before and selling myself, I became rubbish suddenly at selling myself. And I couldn't express the value of my coaching. I couldn't express what I could do for people. And I started becoming this robot, and I was very uncomfortable in mentioning any price. And I was really questioning, why is that? Why is that?
Interesting. And as you say that, I'm sure our listener will be feeling the same. I can really resonate with that. I mean, I've worked in the past in a well-known fast food chain, shall we say. Other fast food chains are available. I've worked in one, and it's easy on the till. Somebody comes up, they want to order a large burger, or they want to order a meal. And immediately you say to them, is that a large meal? So you're already upselling. And they go, yeah, go on then. And even if you see them sort of going, oh, do I want a large medium? We go, go on, have a large meal. It's Thursday after all. They go, go on then. And it's like, you can upsell that stuff. But for years I had this problem when I was attempting to sell my coaching services. Even though I had somebody who wanted it, they'd come to me and said, I hear you can help with confidence. I need that. How much is it? Who do I make the check out to? Let's get started. I still had this stuff about, can I sell my coaching to this? I mean, this is a person who's basically saying to me, I'll give you a blank check. When do I start? And I still couldn't. What's going on? So why do we have that? Why do we have that, do you think?
Exactly. And that was the first step for me in relearning how to sell myself and my product. And what I realized is that there is an attachment. Because once you're selling someone else's program, or you're working for another organization, if they reject the sale, you are more detached, because it's not that they are rejecting you. They are rejecting something else or someone else. But when it's coming from coaching, and all the time, if you think about a coach that maybe have invested tens of thousands, or in my case, hundreds of thousands of pounds in their personal education, tens of thousands of hours in mastering their craft, suddenly that yes or the no is attached to all this hard work that I've put in. And a lot of people struggle with that. And in particular, at the beginning, I found myself struggling with this. And because I was thinking, well, if they say no, then it means that I'm not good enough, or that I'm not be able to help them. And so that was creating so much resistance and so much hard feelings inside myself, this like feeling this twist in my stomach while I was selling. And then it took me a while. And I think that this is the first learning in terms of becoming a great salesperson, of the experience. And the more experience I had selling, the less I felt the touch, because it was becoming normal. It was becoming natural. But what a lot of people do, they stop there. They say, oh, you know, no, selling is difficult, or I'm not good at selling. And then they sell three or four consultations. They feel crap about it, and then they stop. But I remember when I sold my first program and my first session here, I think it was £30 an hour. And I remember I did about 200 coaching sessions for free because I wasn't willing to charge. And then I got the courage to finally charge £30 an hour. And then that courage got me to charge £50 an hour. And that got me the courage to charge £300 for a package of 6 sessions. And yeah, that got me the courage to charge £1,000. And that got me the courage. Now I'm having sales conversation with people that paid me £10,000, £15,000. And I feel actually it was more difficult selling the £30 at the beginning than the £15,000 right now.
Wow. So what can somebody who's kind of setting out and that they've got that experience of, oh my goodness, who am I to ask £30 for the session. I've never been paid before. Maybe I should do a few more free sessions and then I get paid. How can somebody who's in that sort of mindset, how can they kick themselves out of it and actually say, hey, you know what? I'd love to help you. £30, we'll do the session on Monday. I will see you there. Fantastic. How can they develop that?
This is a very good point. And I think that's where, and it's a bit of a cliche in our industry, but I think it's very powerful and it works. The power of investing in yourself first. Because a lot of people that struggle at the beginning is because they have not invested in themselves enough. And therefore, they kind of feel like frauds or fraudsters. Because they say, oh, well, who am I to charge this amount? But then suddenly, yeah, I remember I spent tens of thousands of pounds in courses, trainings. And if I am to look at it right now, I spent more than £120,000 in mentors, coaches, and trainers within the past 6 years.
Wow.
Some people say, wow, this is a crazy number. But the reality is that if I think right now about I spent all this money to learn and craft my skills, then I'm counting the hours. And I'm saying, actually, I've been doing this consistently for the past 6 years, 10, 15, sometimes 20 hours a day to build my skills and build my craft. Is this worth less than £30 an hour? Hell the freaking no. And suddenly you have a burst of self-esteem coming to you. So think about first that all the work that you have put in. And the reality is that if you have not put enough work, then put the work in. Learn your craft, master your craft. Secondly, think about before the session, if you're still struggling with these feelings, think about all the money that you've spent to learn this craft, all the time that you've spent to learn this craft, and think about in particular, what will happen to the life of the person if they sign up with you? How much more help that you can give them if they say yes, rather than they say, oh, you know what? No, I'm not going to buy. And that will give you a massive boost immediately, right?
Got it. So basically, we're kind of keeping two points in mind when we reach the point of discussing money. Because of course, by the time we reach the point of discussing money, the other person has decided, you know what, this is for me. We're now just figuring out how much I need to invest financially. So it's not like you're grabbing a random person off the street and saying, you give me money. So the person's interested. That would work. I'll give that a go tomorrow and report back.
Why not? I think it would be a nice one. Like, hey, you give me a credit card.
Yeah. So we kind of got two things that are going there. One is reflect upon how much have I invested in myself in order to be the person who can justify charging £30, £300, £3,000, £30,000, whatever it is for a session, how much have I invested in myself to be worth, so that my what I bring is worth that? And if we don't feel, if we still don't feel that all our investments are worth what we're charging, then that's a sign that we might need to refine our skills a bit more, put more hours into it, as it were. And the second point is that look at what is the value to the other person. Shortly before the show, I was speaking with somebody who came to me. They want to stop smoking. It's not something I normally do, but they saw what I did. They say, "Can you help me stop smoking?" Yep, absolutely. We talked about it, mapped the stuff out. I gave them the price. They signed up there and then. Why did they do that? The price isn't a rock bottom price. It's a decent reply. Gosh, I was doing so well up until that point. It's a decent price reflecting all the offer. But to them, we worked it out. It's going to cost them the equivalent of 2.5 weeks worth of cigarettes to have the session, after 2.5 weeks, all the rest is profit for them. Yeah. So it became like, well, yeah, I'll pay that, no problem. So when we get those two, we're clear on, heck, my time is worth more than £20 an hour because of everything I've invested in me, and the benefit to the other person, they're getting thousands of pounds worth of benefit from this, so they will be happy to pay a few hundred pounds for it.
Exactly.
Those are the two secrets, really. Yeah.
Yeah, and the more you will do it, the more clients and case studies and testimonials, the more self-esteem and self-belief you will have to charge more. Now, for example, I remember when I started out doing coaching and consulting for coaches and speakers, in particular, teaching them how to sell from the stage without being a douchebag. This is what we mainly teach. How to can you create live and online events that are really profitable and you can sell and make really good sales without being a douchebag. And, yeah. You know, the hard sale, back of the room, I hate that. So we teach the alternative. And I remember the first time I told someone our strategies, our techniques, then they didn't get much result because they needed more experience. And then I told my strategies, techniques to someone else, and I became better at also explaining what I was doing because we were making good hundreds of thousands of pounds on there. So what we were doing then, teaching other people how to do the same. And then as soon as I started seeing the results of my clients, getting people that were doing their first speaking gigs and selling £6,000 in their first ever speaking gig, where it took me about 100 speaking gigs to make, I think, my first £1,000 in one day, which made things in perspective. I'm like, oh, what I'm teaching is more powerful. So instead of charging £100 for this session, I'm going to charge £500 if they make a return of £6,000. And then I got another client that made £23,000 in 3 months. And I was like, wow, this stuff is powerful. So let me raise my price. And I think that the more results you will have with your client, the more case studies you will have, then the more confident and more self-belief you will have to charge more and increase your price, because then you can see tangibly what is the return that your clients are going to have. Is it making sense?
Absolutely. So, yeah, so you felt more comfortable in raising the price of what you were offering because you now had proof that people were getting the results. So you say you had, was it one person that their first go at using your strategies, they did a $6,000 session?
Yeah, they sold their first event, £6,000 on their first event. And I have to say that this is more the exception than the rule, because there are a lot of people that want to start becoming speakers and they don't know how to speak. So he knew already how to speak. He was already a good speaker, but never made a sale in all the events he did.
Yeah.
So we did a session, boom, he made a £6,000. So there are people that I'm not here to sell the dream. It's always going to be hard work, everything you're going to learn. Some things will come easier for you. Some things will come more difficult. That's the reality, as we well know, Keith.
Right? Absolutely, absolutely, yes.
But then I'm sure, like yourself, I know that you have an incredible high percentage of success with all the people that you work with when you're doing your hypnosis work, your confidence work, and that's how you were able to raise your prices, because you know that the work that you do has an incredibly high percentage of success rate.
It's exactly, yes, you're right. It's you're right, as social proof, testimonials, case studies, etc. So the more I found, the more of those that I had, the more comfortable I felt with the prices that I was charging, because it's not just me saying, hello, I'm a random person, give me some money and I'll help you with things. It's, hey, I'm the confidence
and hopefully it's gonna work.
Well, let's not go that far. But yeah, I can say, look, I'm the confidence alchemist. I help people transform their deepest fears and phobias into their greatest strengths. Here's a couple of dozen people who've given me case studies. So it's a couple of dozen people, different case studies, video from them in their own words. Here's where they were. Here's what we did. Here's the results they got. This stuff works if you're serious about it. Are you ready? Shall we talk? So you're absolutely right. So that gives us basically three. So we've now got our three secrets, I guess. First is all about recognizing how much you've invested in yourself. Is what you're charging, does that reflect the value that you've invested in yourself? Yeah. Second one is, does it reflect the value that the other person is going to get? If they're going to get £6,000 of sales from their first event, of course they're going to stump up £500 to learn how to do that. Who wouldn't? And the third one is, the more you do these things, the more testimonials, case studies you have. Use those not just to show other people what you can do, but I guess use them to show yourself what you're actually doing. It's like, oh, hey, I'm actually quite good at this.
Exactly.
Alrighty. So we're just about halfway through. Just a reminder to people, if you want to take part, my guest is Simone Vincenzi, the Purpose Strategist. We're talking about selling and sales. And as Simone says, sales is everything. If you've got any thoughts, opinions, questions, comments, if you're based in the US, you can call us on our guest line, 646-716-7979. That's 646-716-7979. If you're outside the US, please don't call that number, because it will cost you a fortune in international charges. I actually heard of one person who did that, and they were on for quite some time and they got a very large bill. It's not nice. So if you're not in America or the United States, then instead go to facebook.com, go to the Confidence Alchemist website. The Confidence Alchemist Facebook page. Like the page while you're there. Send me a message on there, and I can read your message out to Simone live on air. And I would strongly urge you actually to take advantage of this, because given Simone is so good at what he does, and he is phenomenal at what he does. I learn stuff from him every time. Every time we catch up with a coffee, I come away going, "Whoa, I've now got another half dozen killer things that I can implement." He knows so much about his stuff. He does not give his time away for free generally. So if you got a burning question, that was a really good time to get it in there.
Again,
that's facebook.com, The Confidence Alchemist. Like the page and pop in your comments, and I shall read them out to Simone. Now, we've now both mentioned that your signature program, whatever, is I'm really building this one up well, aren't I? Really hyping this one up. The main thing you talk about is how to sell without being a douchebag, being a douche. How do we do that? Because I'm sure we all have loads of stories and experience about people who they are just trying to force the sales down. You quoted some of the stuff. Rush now to the back of the room. The first people to the back of the room will get an even better deal. Blah, blah, blah. We've only got five of these to go. Rush, rush, rush. Run. Give us your money. How can you be a good salesperson ethically without being douchey? What's some of the key things that people can do there?
This is a very good point. And in particular, I want to focus on, if you're a speaker, that's what I want to focus on. It's less on the sales one-to-one, but the same principle can be applied in the sale one-to-one situation. In particular, I'm focusing on selling from the stage because that's the biggest examples that we have of these people that they go up there, they deliver the 90 minutes presentation, it's full of NLP, hypnotic language, they put you in a trance, and then you buy something that you don't even need without even realizing it, and the only thing you're left with is a big debt on your credit card bill.
And this is been there.
Well, yeah, been there too. And I ended up spending £120,000. when you are selling from the stage, I think you can make two choices. You can make the choice of doing like everyone else is doing, and the reality is that it works. You will make a lot of money, but I don't know if you're going to sleep as well as I sleep at night. The other alternative is to use a different model. And this is what I would love to share with you, because we made hundreds of thousands of pounds just using this model. And you can make, looking at our last weekend, we had 9 people in the room, 5 boat. We make 35 grand in a small weekend. So there is opportunities and good money also if you don't want to sell in that way, because then you can choose. Do you want to be like them? Do you want to sell like them? It works. You're happy. Do it. I personally don't. I'm doing it in a different way. And the way it works is that instead of having your polished NLP field, magnetizing, mesmerizing, hypnotizing presentation, then you're doing something different, which is based on two different things. One is to deliver incredible value to the audience. And two is to have an incredible offer, which is will make them feel stupid if they don't buy. They both need to be combined. And let me go, if you want. I can dig deeper into both strategies if you want.
Yeah, please. Let's spend a few minutes.
Let's go. By the way, because we are here, we have nothing else to do. So let's move forward.
We might as well.
Now, the first one is the value. Now, disclaimer, if you deliver too much value that you will overwhelm people, then they will come back to you and they will say, well, let me implement already what I've done. And then I will see if I want to buy. So you want to avoid the situation. And how do you avoid that? Well, first of all, if you're teaching a model or a framework, Jen, that's what we teach to our clients, is to create a model or a framework. And let's say, for example, they want to teach people how to fall in love with them and how to find their perfect man. So I have one of my clients that works and she helps women find their perfect man. Good person who's going to treat them well and is not going to leave them for someone else.
I think we can all do with that.
we can all do it.
Yeah.
Now, if you're looking at the way she's going to present her program, she's going to teach that there are 4 things that those women will need to know about finding the perfect man. But then what she will do, she will introduce the framework and what are these 4 things, but she will only go deeper on one thing. Which means, if you're using this way, I found it was very powerful, and I've seen other people doing it. That's why I decided to use it. I don't remember who I saw first doing it. It's not something I've created, something I've seen it done by other people, and I really liked it. Because suddenly, I felt that I was learning something, because the part that they gave me was very, very good, and I could complete the process. I found that, oh my God, this is amazing. But at the same time, they teased me into more. Because now, suddenly, I've got these three other things that I want to know more about. And I'm thinking, wow, if I'm learning so much from just one, going on one step like this, what if I work with this person and I get all the full picture? Wow, this is awesome.
And got
that's
it.
That's how you want to deliver that value. So instead of just giving, these are the 4 steps and there is nothing in there, you will need to spend a bit more time. So instead of having maybe a 90 minutes presentation, you will do a 3-hour workshop. Okay, it's well worth it because you will deliver incredible value, and on top of that, you will create this sense of incompletion that people will want to say, wow, I need to learn all this other stuff, and I had such a great time right now, and I've learned so much that I want to work with you to teach me the rest. Is it making sense, Keith?
Got it. Yeah. So you're not giving them so much that they get overwhelmed and shut down, or you're not giving them so much that they think, well, I've got it all now. But you're giving them enough so they can. It's kind of like you're giving them a taste. Because of your restaurateur background, I'm kind of thinking it's like the difference between between a restaurant showing you the menu, and a restaurant saying, well, here's our menu, here's all the things. Hey, have a sample of one of our starters. What do you think about that? That's the quality that all the rest of our stuff is. You're like, actually, that was delicious. I like the look of that menu.
Exactly.
I'm going to get from you. I like it. I like that. Yeah. So you're right. You put in a bit more work up front. You're giving them a lot more value. You're giving them enough to go, I get this. This stuff works. I enjoyed that. I trust the person who's delivering it. This is what I need. I'm happy to go with them. I like that. Yes.
And it works magically. It works magically. Disclaimer. This doesn't work into multi-speaker, multi-pitching event, or it works much less. And the reason why, it is because in this multi-speaker, multi-speaking event where you have 90 minutes, then you don't really have time to dig deeper into the content as much as you would, because you are there you have 90 minutes or 60 minutes to make a first impression and to tell them why you are so great and what results you can give them. So this framework will not work as well. And I've tested it, I've done it. And my conversion is much lower using this framework on a multi-speaker event. But when I do my own events and I have the time to build with the audience, then I can convert 30 or 50 or sometimes 60% of the room from a cold audience that never saw me before, that they came just to my event.
Wait, run by those figures again, because those are pretty impressive. Run those again.
Yeah, minimum 30% of the audience from a cold audience that comes to our event, sometimes 50%, sometimes it happens 60%. And the magic happens that because the people that join, they are really there because they want to work with you. Then when we run our weekends, which when we make the upsell, which is a much higher price point, going to the 7,000 or 10,000 pound mark, but we have... at 80%, 70 to 80% uptake in this high ticket offers. And that's the beauty of this model, because you are showing so much value up front. You build this relationship with people. Then the people that are there, then they are going to buy more because they already love you.
Yeah.
You have literally very little convincing to do. Of course, there is also, you need to sell yourself, you need to do your case studies, you need to have a great offer,
which is
we're going to talk about now, about the offer. But it works.
So with this method, you're not getting the huge stampede to the back of the room, you're not kind of hypnotizing people into going, I must buy this, and ending up with buyer's remorse and all this sort of thing. But what you do get is the people who buy are genuinely interested in it. They want it. They've had a taste of it, so they know it works. They are not hyped up to buy it. They're hyped up to get the next step of it already, which is what they're doing.
Exactly.
So that when they then join you in that next step, they are then much more likely to work with you for the long run. So the customers that you get through this, they're in it for the long run. You're really building your relationship, and you have a long-term relationship with them, rather than just quickly getting some people's credit card details and then they fall by the wayside because they didn't really want it anyway.
Yeah.
Nice.
Exactly. And in particular, I know that the people that are going to buy my product or services, they are going to use it and they are going to get results. And this is the most important thing for me. I'm not one of these kind of speaker that I'm looking at how many people can I get and how many people can I convince that my program is great, that they need to start doing these things. I'm already looking for people that they know they already they want to go in this field, because I don't work with people that want to become coaches. I work with people that they already know that coaching is their life choice. They is their calling. That's what they want to do, if not for the rest of their life, at least for the next 10, 15, 20 years. And
yes,
this talk, because of this, and I know that they are going to use what I have to offer them. And if someone comes to me and says, well, you know, I'm not sure if I want to do this, shall I join? I will tell them no. Because if they're not sure about what they want to do, they're not the right people for us. There are going to be other people and other coaches that are going to help them, give them the clarity that they need. Or if they need, for example, more confidence, then they have the wonderful Keith that is going to give them the confidence to transform the deepest fear into the biggest strength, right? But,
hello.
I'm here.
Yeah. I get
and
I get
that's
it.
Why
yeah.
I want people to get results. And this is what happens then. Those people, they will love me for what I do, because I get them results and they see that I'm not just interested in their money. Of course, I'm interested in their money because it's my business and I want to have a great lifestyle. I'm not stupid.
Exactly.
But I'm interested in both. I'm interested in growing my business, having a great lifestyle, and I'm interested in giving an incredible results, and they're going to get what they want from the course, from the training, and they're going to become my biggest advocate around. So they are the one that then are going to say, oh my God, if you're a coach or speaker, you must join Simone's training, because there is no one that delivers training as well as he does. He's also very hot, sexy, great Italian accent. You must join him, right? So you have to, apart from the hot
and modest
sexy,
with it.
And definitely very modest.
So let's see if I've got this. So your approach, which is not the rush to the back of the room and buy some buyer's remorse approach. Your approach is spend more time with them, cultivate that relationship, share with them what it is you do, the steps through it, take them through one of the steps as a taster so they get to experience, this stuff does work. Mm-hmm. I see this resonates with me. I like the way it sounds. I need to get more of this. So they then join you for the long haul, which then means they're going to be with you for future programs as well, because they are the sort of person who really wants what you offer. And not only that, they become massive raving fans, which means they kind of evangelize. They spread the word on your behalf. So not only are they testimonials and case studies, they're effectively out there actually encouraging other people to come and join you.
Exactly. Perfect.
Wow.
And then we lead into the next part, which is having an incredible offer that people feel stupid if they don't buy it. And that's where everything then comes all together, because now you have created the interest, but then you want to create the action and the movement. So now you want to move them from, wow, this stuff works and I like it, to, wow, I really need to buy this right now. So how do we do that?
Very good question. I was just wondering that myself. How do we do that?
If only you have someone
who could help.
What I found is that going above and beyond what other people are doing. What do I mean about that? I explore what is my competition doing. A lot of people say, we are coaches and speakers. We are all here to make this world a better place. There is no competition. No, that's bullshit. There is competition. And... whether you realize it or not, yes, there is a great collaboration that you can create with other people, but you have other people that will take your business if you're not better than them. And this is the harsh reality of having a business. It doesn't matter how positive you are in your life. Now, there are some people that don't care at all about competition, but I do. Why? Because I want to be better than them. I want to offer a better service, and I want to give more results in them, so then people will work with me rather than work with someone else. And first of all, so what I do is I look at the competition and I say, okay, what are other people selling in my marketplace? And at what price point? So what I'm doing, then I'm reversing engineering the process. And I'm saying, well, if they sell this, which is incredible value, for these thousands of pounds, what I'm going to do, I'm going to give them more value for less money. And some people say, well, are you crazy? Like, why would you sell a program that will sell it for thousands of pounds and for a few hundred? Well, I want them to work with me. I want them to experience what is what work with me. I don't want to have, I want to eliminate as much as possible the barriers between them experiencing what I can do for them and saying yes. So basically saying yes or no. I want them to eliminate as many barriers as possible. So, for example, we looked at our industry and we looked at people were offering a 3-day seminar and they were offering some high-priced mastermind programs after. What we decided to do, that was a winner for us, which we're still doing. We included 12 months of mastermind and support after the weekend seminar that they were buying. So for the other 12 months, even if they were buying nothing else, they could have our support for, I think,
£147. Wow.
And so now you can see that now you have, for £147, you have a weekend seminar and 12 months of support.
I can see how you deliver, as you say, an offer that people would have to be crazy not to take up.
Exactly. I like the godfather of the personal development industry.
Yeah.
It's like an offer that they can't refuse.
Yes. Now, I know there's a bit more to this point. I want to leave people on the cliffhanger for just a moment because I believe, if I'm reading this console correctly, I believe we've got a caller on the show. So what I'm going to do is bring them in and see what they have to say, and then we'll continue with the rest of your section. That's all right, Simone?
Of course.
So
definitely.
Hopefully a caller is on the line. If you were calling on 111, are you live with us? Can you hear us?
Hi, I'm live with you guys. Thank you so much for taking my
call. Hey, welcome. What's your name and where are you from?
My name's Dave Davidson, and I'm calling from New York City, the Big Apple.
Welcome, Dave.
Thank you. I actually have a show like you guys, and I'm just wondering if you could come on as a guest one time.
Of course.
There you go.
with the question for? With the question for me, for Keith, or for both?
Well, both of you guys, and you're on my show right now. It's called Cock Talk, and it's just a show where guys talk about their penises. So go ahead. Why don't you tell me about your cock, sir?
Well, I'm afraid you haven't sold it, you see. The whole show is about sales. You've come straight in with your price, but you haven't sold us. You haven't got us emotionally invested, which means, unfortunately, this time round, I'm afraid your sale's fallen through. Better luck next time, though. Thanks
you
for calling.
You don't have to be embarrassed
about
your
Some people go straight to the end shot without going through the preamble and the warm up. That's sometimes why sales fail.
That was
sometimes
the most
why they fail.
Call I've ever heard from an interview.
Yeah. Wow. Well, there we go. That's another first for the Confidence Alchemist Radio Show. And
that's the tip of the iceberg, literally. That's
yeah.
It. Right. Moving on.
So getting back to your to the incredible offer. So you've given them so much value that they'd be foolish to say no. And we're coming toward the end here. We've got about seven or 8 minutes left in total, so we need to start wrapping up. But what's the rest of how you create the offer?
The rest of how I create the offer is then looking at what other people are doing. Is really looking at what other people are doing and offering something that would be. So it can be additional support after the seminar. If it's, for example, a one-to-one coaching, then I'm giving them an incredible deal on the one-to-one. Now, this is really important. This stuff works if you have something scalable. So, for example, I can't do that on a one-to-one coaching. In what do I mean about this? As a first sale, I don't want to spend 12 months of one-to-one for £100. No, that doesn't work. But if I have something which is scalable, like an online program, a mastermind group, a training course, at the end of the day, they are there. So I want people to experience as much stuff that I create, as many programs that I create as possible, and to be with me as long as possible, so then they will invest more money with me. Because there is this rule, the more time you invest with them, the more money they will invest with you. And in fact, I remember making like 10,000 pound sales, and literally the sales conversation was, hey, when are you going to buy? Like, when are you going to upgrade? Because, and it was nothing more than that. Like, I wrap my arms around the shoulder and say, hey, you've been working out with us for a while. When are you going to upgrade? Because now the relationship is so strong that we can have just a conversation as friend and understand that if the program is right for them and making the upsell. And that's why it's so magical. I love working and spending time up front with people. So you build this strong relationship. They love you. They trust you. And then the high ticket sales becomes easy and effortless.
Got it. Yeah. Yeah. So it's so at that point, it's almost, it's not even a sale. It's just more a sort of kind of prompting them onto the next step, which they're all fired up, ready to take anyway. It's just a question of, so hey, you're ready to upgrade now. You've been with us for a while. Should we go to the next step? Yeah, sure, no problem.
Exactly.
So you're really building that relationship there.
Exactly. That's my strategy. Yeah. It's building relationship, because with relationship, I can give them the results that they want, and also they will buy more program and services from me if that's what they need.
Got it. I like that. And of course, if they don't want what you've got and their answer is no,
then it's fine.
Yeah, it's not personal, is it?
It's perfectly fine. If they don't want, so for example, one of my services is an intensive 5-hour session where I teach people, I create the pitch selling from the stage, and I sit down with my clients and I create their pitch in 5 hours. Now, I was having one of these sessions this afternoon with a client, and then I wanted to upsell my 7,000 pound program. Immediately, we started talking, and actually, I realized while we were talking that program wasn't the right thing for them because of the situation where they were in. The work that they've done in the past before, I knew that this program actually couldn't add as much value as they would have paid for based on where they were. So I stopped the conversation and I steered the conversation somewhere different, giving something that instead of 7,000 pounds, actually was 43 pounds a month, which was a much better offer and much better option for the person where I was in front with, and actually said, yes, I would love this. You need to understand in particular what is that this person needs in front of you. And if you really believe that they need what you're selling, then of course be persistent. Like, don't give up at the first no. But if you generally understand that actually that thing that you're offering is not the right thing for them, then let it go. There are going to be other people, focus on other people that actually really need and they will love working with you. Because if they don't really need it, they're going to ask for a refund or they're not going to be happy. And then they're going to bitch and moan to other clients and other people about the bad service that you gave them just because it wasn't the right thing for them.
Yeah, yeah. Which, of course, is the exact opposite of what you want. And yet is the thing which so many people risk when they follow this, hype the crowd up and get them to run to the back of the room before it all sells out thing. You know, time and time again, you end up with, yes, you make a huge number of sales, and then you have a large number of refunds, and then you have a lot of people who are very dissatisfied with it because it wasn't actually what they really wanted. They'd just been sort of whipped up into a frenzy and dragged along with the crowd.
Exactly. Point
A. Yeah, well, quite. Yeah, I like that approach that you shared with us there. And I know you say that everything that you're talking about at this point has been focused on people who are selling from stage. And I can't help but notice as you were talking about it, there were bits and pieces there. I was thinking, yeah, I can see how that could also be made to work. Turn it around, change it a bit, but can also be made to work in all manner of other sales environments. So what you're sharing there, when you break down the approach behind it all, it really does apply across a wide range of sales contexts. And I appreciate that you focus on helping people who want to sell from stage. So naturally you focus around it, but it's testament to the approach you have that you really can use it in so many other areas, which
You can use it in sales one-to-one, for example, which is the same approach. There is only one difference. sound. You know, there are different schools in terms of selling one-to-one. You can find the, Rich Litvin. What was his, The Bonded Coach or something like that. It was the book that he wrote. And he's talking about giving away immediately like a 2-hour, 3-hour session up front and without asking for the sales and then following up and ask for the sale. That works. I personally don't like it because I feel that if someone doesn't buy that much, spending 3 hours with a person that then doesn't want to buy one-to-one, it can be a big waste of my time. So what I'm doing, the difference that I'm using, if I'm running a seminar or a free event or a free webinar, I want to give them as much value as possible. But when I'm having them in a conversation one-to-one, the conversation goes into how can I help you? Like, what is your issue? And I'm not generally going to give help or advice during the consultation. The advice comes when they buy. This is the only difference that I found.
Got it. And I can certainly see how that makes a lot of sense.
And on top of that, I'm also creating, you've got to give some context, because also I'm also creating a lot of content online, podcasts, interviews, blog posts, emails every day, videos. So people that want to find some content from, they don't need to get it from a consultation one-to-one. They want to come on a consultation, they got to buy. Otherwise, if they want freebies, they're hundreds of hours of content that I've created. They can go there.
Got it. And that's all down to the first part, basically delivering incredible value to people.
Exactly.
Yeah. Well, we're just about to hit the clock. Time always seems to, I swear the clock that we've got on here, they must speed it up when we're on, because it always seems to go so much faster. But
you're a great host. That's why.
Oh, great. Well, you're a fantastic guest. So thank you so much for sharing this stuff with us, Simone. It's been I've certainly got a lot out of it. I know our listeners will have got a lot out of it. How can people find out more if they want to get in touch or take it to the next step with you and with GTEx? What's the best place to go?
Well, thank you for asking, Keith. There are two places where you can go. One is our website, which is www.gtex.org.uk, and immediately you can find a free gift that is for you, and is the selling from the stage checklist, the ultimate selling from the stage checklist. So it's a checklist on, if you're having a conversation, if you're preparing a seminar or talk, how can you be prepared for it, and how can you create and arrange your talk based on what we talked about tonight in a checklist. So you see what to do first, what to do second, what to do third, and they had incredible feedback and also great results from people that went through the checklist. So it's something that you must get. And the other ways where you can get in touch, if you like listening to radio and podcasts, we have our own podcast on iTunes and Stitcher that is called the Explode Your Coaching Biz Show. So Explode Your Coaching Biz Show. And then you will find that we have hundreds of episodes on interviewing and solo episodes on how to grow a six-figure coaching and speaking business.
Fantastic. So those details again for anybody who wants to get in touch, go to the GTEx website, which is www.gtex.org.uk. And when you're there, make sure you grab the free Selling from Stage checklist. I've seen that list. Somebody actually showed me a list as he showed me a briefing of it as he was developing it. There's a lot on there. It's really good.
You gave me really valuable feedback on that.
Thank you, Mike. My pleasure. And also check out Explode Your Coaching Business Show, which is a podcast with a lot of content on there. Well, Simone, we're into the last 40 seconds, so thank you so much for taking time out, Simone. Good luck with your wedding in a week and a half time. Thank you for joining us. And thank you, dear listener, for joining us as well. Be back in 2 weeks' time where I have a show I will be sharing with you a lot of background information on how so much of this mindset stuff works, how we think, why we are the way we are. In the meantime, keep in touch. Please don't forget to visit theconfidencealchemist.com website or theconfidencealchemist.com/5-secrets to get your free 5 Secrets of Confidence. Catch you next time. Thank you so much. Bye for now.